This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Data is the byword for this economy this week. The consumer price index yesterday, the producer price index tomorrow. Inflation, of course, the all-important measurement there. Our byword on this day between data points is why. Why, in this era of data everywhere, is federal government data our economic benchmark?
So this is actually really, really interesting, right?
That's a great question. I think kind of taking it back to, I guess, Statistics 101.
That was David Vera. He's professor and associate dean at the Craig School of Business at Cal State Fresno. Nicole Servais is an economist at Wells Fargo. So here you go. The case for government data releases in four easy pieces.
I think your federal surveys, I would think a lot of them do have the ability and the capacity just to have a statistically large and representative sample size.
I mean, it's aggregate data, right? It's for the entire economy.
Which is to say the government can collect data that does a pretty decent job of representing the whole country pretty easily. That's point number one. Point number two?
You also have historical data, so you can make, you know, if you're doing some work, you can make projections based on the data.
Self-explanatory, right? Right. So, point number three.
Transparency it's very important.
The government tells you where the data comes from.
For instance, the employment situation, they always have technical notes in there. And then if you dig even more, they have handbooks on like every single calculation that they do. Like my eyes like roll over every time I open one of those up.
Oh, me too, me too. Finally, point number four, the audience.
The only thing that is really key, and this is even probably as important, is that other players in the economy also look at this data.
Other players, that's economists and analysts in the private sector and in academia, economists at the Fed as well. Also, you and me, about whom this data point. We did a poll with Edison Research back in 2016. Hillary Clinton supporters, 86% of them completely or somewhat trusted government economic data. Donald Trump supporters, 32%. And then we asked the same question in 2020. Biden supporters, 46% somewhat or completely trusted government economic data. Trump supporters, 84%. Think about that for a minute.